shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair.
When the children
shall gather to their home beyond the square, and the rooms called up yonder, I'll be there.
This week to sing that song this Sunday, and I'm glad the Lord, I didn't remember it, but the Lord fulfilled that just now. I actually have it in my heart to request that we sing When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. And praise the Lord, I forgot all about it.
I have to do it for you.
I appreciate it.
What
we got now?
63, page 63.
63, I'll do my best.
Pilgrims for Jesus in a land of sin, hoping that we at last a high ground may win. Serving the Master through the morning are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty makes a glory to me. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. But happy in his venture today, trying to help our Lord and Savior away. Serving the Master through the new time are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty makes the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Weary
head, but so here the battle is won. Trust in the promise and we'll hear his well done. Serving the Master all the evening are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty makes the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Amen. Boy, it's good. If you want to sing another, it won't bother me a bit, brother. I'll tell you, I like it.
You all did well.
We got us a piano.
Wonderful. Have a good piano player. one experience like she's been playing for no death for years. Wonderful blessing to the Lord, too.
How about Lily of the Valley?
Lily of the Valley.
Is
that in there, Mike?
What number is it, Brother Billy? It's number 243. Amen. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's a parish fountain fountain in my soul. I live in the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. Sorrow is my comfort, and trouble is my stay. He tells me every care on every road. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's a fairest mountain valley to my soul. He, all my grief is taken, and all my sorrows born. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. And all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Go, all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt me sore. Through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's a lily of the valley, a bright and morning star. He's a fairest of the valley to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweep it up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's a fairest up in heaven to my soul. Hey, amen. I like that song.
I'll try one more. We got this
band. Hey, I'm with you, brother. I wouldn't bother me a bit if it broke up. I had a shouting service. Hallelujah.
There's a happy land upon us over in the great beyond, where the Savior earth shall soon the glory shine, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy.
Over there,
we
hear nobody. land. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy over there. Says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Yea, happy is that people in such a case. Good to have Brother James with us here tonight. Was he able to talk in and sing in one sense?
No, I don't see.
Alrighty. Yeah, we've got a Katie back there. She's wanting to sing tonight, and I'm sure she'll have some help. And if she wants to come, and I'm sure her sister will join her, we'd be glad to have them sing tonight. Hallelujah.
Satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold horn that's silver lined. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old.
Amen.
And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure red gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the frosted, my pillow is done, and though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are purest gold.
Amen.
Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I have been down. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city.
Amen.
I want a mansion, a harp, and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. In that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold.
Thank you, Sister Katie. Appreciate that. And I'll tell you what, we probably didn't appreciate much as the Lord did. The Lord bragged on children all the time. He said, suffer little children to come to me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. When he wanted to teach something, lots of time he'd set a child in the midst, and he'd tell him, except you be like this little child, you'll no wise enter in. Amen. So there's a lot we can learn from children. I sure appreciate Katie.
Yes,
sure appreciate her sister, Skylin, coming up here and helping her sing. Matter of fact, good to have everybody here tonight. Me and Brother Melvin, I went out to the hospital to see Sophia. And we had to wait a minute to get in there, but we got to see her and Bobby and Molly. Y'all pray for Sophia, and she'll be able to go home soon. She wanted to come to church today. Boy, we had a good service this morning, and I do believe, and I'm inclined to believe, we'll have a good service tonight. And I do desire your prayers. But let's open up our Bibles tonight. Good to have Joey with us tonight and his mother, Sue. And good to have them here tonight. Matter of fact, good to have everybody here tonight. But open up our Bibles tonight to Psalms chapter 122. Psalms 122. I don't think I'll preach real long tonight. When I say I don't think I will, because I never know the actual truth about that. I've got a little bit on my heart. Sometimes God takes a little bit and makes a lot out of it. But we'll preach tonight what the Lord's put up on our heart. I've actually been wanting to preach this message for quite a while. And it's only worked out tonight where I'm actually going to get to preach it. But in Psalms chapter number 122, we'll read verse number 1. That will be our text and our only verse that we'll read. But the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I want to preach tonight, I use that for a text, on could you recommend your church? And y'all pray with me, please. Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. And Father, we thank you, Father, for these that are here tonight. And Lord, we know there are others that wanted to be here tonight. And Lord, we wish they were here. And we thank you, Father, for these that are here. And Lord, may you pour out a blessing, dear Father, tonight for your children. Lord, may we partake tonight of the heavenly things. May we realize tonight that we're in the presence of one holy. I pray, Lord, you do your mighty works here tonight. May we marvel, Lord, at the things that you do. May you bless the preaching of your word. And I would ask, dear Father, tonight, I have nothing to boast of in any way. My boast is in my Savior. But I pray, dear Father, tonight you'd preach to me and through me and get glory and honor and praise. And may there be anybody lost here tonight, may they get saved. And those that are saved, dear Father, tonight, I pray they be visited from on high. And we love you and we praise you tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Could you recommend your church? Kind of unusual verse, kind of unusual text. But I'd like to say right off the bat, praise God, I could recommend my church. Amen. And a glory to God for that. I'll tell you right now, I'm glad to be able to recommend my church. Going to church makes some sad, some mad, some glad. But it makes me glad that I can go into the house of God, hear the songs of God, I hear the preaching of the Word of God, and not everybody's interested in that, but I'll tell you right now that I am, amen. And let me say this tonight, and as nice as I can, if you couldn't recommend your church, why are you there? Matter of fact, you ought to get up, you ought to get up, you ought to go somewhere where you can recommend your church, amen. And let me say tonight that the Lord loved the church and gave Himself for it. He purchased it with His own blood, amen. That's Ephesians 5:25, Acts 20, verse 28. But also, He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. It's His church, amen. It belongs to Him, Matthew 16:18. And also He said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And I will say this much, that the devil would like to overthrow every church. The devil would like to bring every church down and put up a sign out of business. But I'm glad the Lord blesses His church. I'm glad He visits the church. I'm glad, praise God, that He hadn't give up on the church, amen. Man, it was the church where I heard about Jesus, Carolyn. It was at the church I heard the songs of Zion. It was at the church, praise God, I saw people shout. It was at the church I saw people getting blessed and wanted one myself. And glory to God, I'm glad you can have one. I mean, the Lord wants to bless. He's ready to bless. He's able to bless. He will bless those that want to be blessed. If you don't want a blessing, I'll tell you what. Praise God, He'll give you one anyway. Yeah. I don't know what it is about him, but he's just good. The Bible said he's kind and unthankful. And I tell you what, boy, we just can't thank him enough. I think every day ought to be Thanksgiving, Brother Billy. I don't think we're to sit one day a year to have Thanksgiving. I think every day we're just say, Lord, thank you. You gave me another day.
Yeah.
But in Luke, I think it's Luke chapter 5, Joey, it says that he's kind to the unthankful. That means when I don't thank the Lord, He's still kind to me. He don't give me what I deserve. He gives me what I don't deserve. He gives me mercy. He gives me grace. He gives me long-suffering love. He gives me forbearance. When I pick up a rock and throw it, praise God, He takes the rock in my stead and says, hit me and let him go free. Amen. Boy, never a man spake like he did. I'm telling you, buddy, he come down and spoke the Word of God fluently. And at the age of 12 years old, Brother Billy, they said, who taught this man letters? He's 12 years old, Carolyn. He's teaching doctors and lawyers the Word of God. And they're scratching their pony heads saying, how'd he learn all this stuff? Y'all may not know this, but the world don't want you to know what you got there in your hand. It don't want you to know the truth. It tries its best to take it out of your hand and put a lie in the place of it. But James, it was in the church that I heard the truth.
Yeah.
And I heard that of a truth, Christ Jesus came in this world to save sinners.
Yeah.
And I'd heard a lot of things about Jesus, but I had never heard that. I heard that in the church, amen. Matter of fact, for some reason or the market, I thought he was my enemy. I thought I ought to run from him. After I found out he's my friend, I run to him. I found out he was a bigger friend than I even anticipated or expected him to be. I found he's a friend of sinners. I found he's a friend that loves at all times.
Yeah.
I'm not easy to love, Brother Melvin. But I'll tell you what, it ain't hard for him to love me. Man, you ask Jesus how much he loved me. He'll stretch out two nail pierced hand and he'll say, I love you this much, boy. Hallelujah for the love of God. But it was in a church where I heard about Jesus. Amen. And I love the church. But let me say, if a church, I just got 3 points, probably won't take me too long. But if a church is what it's supposed to be, a lost person can hear the gospel and get saved. Now you, you know, I am saved. But let me just say this. I want to thank God that He led me to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church where the preacher got up there and for lack of better words, I mean, buddy, he prayed down my row. Joy got mad. I thought, my wife had told him everything I'd ever did, and I was going to whoop her when we got home. I was going to hit him in the mouth on the way out the door. I mean, I got mad. But it wasn't my wife, and it wasn't him. It was God through him speaking to me. And telling me that I had some things I needed to address, some things I needed to take care of. And I'm telling you, that's the way God is, amen. And He loved me, and He told me what I needed to hear. And He helped me. He came to where I was, glory to God. I was in sin. I'll tell you what, I've been over my head in sin. I've lived in denial for 34 years, and I've been looking at everybody else, and compared to everybody else, Brother Billy, I didn't look at bad. But you know what, when I compared myself to Jesus, I realized why the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
And let me say here tonight, unless you can walk up alongside Jesus and be just as righteous as Him, just as pure and clean as He is, then you need to get saved. And that's why He died. Because we're all sinners. And we all need a Savior. And the Bible said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there any other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. If you don't get saved, you ain't going to heaven. But glory to God, He came to save. And He is the Savior. And I'm glad He said, all that come to me, I'll no wise turn them away. I'm glad, praise God, He saved me the first time. I didn't have to go back 2 or 3 times, Carolyn. I mean the first time He saved me, glory. Hallelujah, it was a lot easier than I thought. I thought, man, it's going to be rough. He done all the hard work. All I had to do is choke on the Word and say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and if You'll save me, I want to be saved. And glory to God, hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be saved. But if a church is what it ought to be, and they're not all, but if a church is what it ought to be, a lost person can hear the truth. They hear the gospel and they can get saved. And if a church is what it ought to be, the Word of God will be preached. And let me say this, we are begotten by the Word. I mean, buddy, that's that incorruptible seed. Word of God. Now, I don't know tonight, I may just be planting. And for all I know now, there may be watering. But that's all I can do. I can only plant. I can only water. But God can do something I can't do. He can give increase. He can cause it to come up. Amen, Sue? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen! Bless you, Brother Billy. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, boy, I've seen God work. I saw Him work this morning, Brother Melvin. I saw two little tender hearts come down the side right here, and they stood up right here, and as far as they could go. And I tell you what, there's one in Acts chapter number 8, how connects up some man should help me, and I'm glad, praise God, in the house of the Lord, you can get some help. Hallelujah. Glory! Man, this may be this Friday night. I don't know. Man, I'll tell you what. But we're begotten by the Word. And in the church, you can hear God's Word preached. Let me say also that in the church, and if it's what it ought to be, if it's what it's supposed to be, the preacher will be a saved man. And not all of them are. I wish it was true. But some of them's twofold more child of hell. But I'll tell you what, if a church where it ought to be, Brother Billy, the preacher will be a saved man. He'll have a call of God on his life. He'll love souls. Amen. I mean, you don't have to worry about him running off of nobody. You don't have to worry about him doing something unthinkable. You don't have to worry about none of that, because I'll tell you what, buddy, he'll be saved and called of God. Amen. A lot of this stuff, boy, ought not to be going on in the house of the Lord. I don't like to hear about the preacher running off the piano player. I don't like to hear about some of these things I hear about. I don't like it a bit. He'll not be so. But I'll tell you what, if the preacher's what he ought to be, man, he'll have love for souls. I'll tell you what, he'll know how to pray for them. He'll know how to preach. He'll prepare himself. He won't come in here, you know, just some little old sermonette. I'll tell you what, he'll come in here and be a heavy burden, heavy-hearted man of God, and he'll get up and do his best to plead with you about eternity. Amen. I wish every church was what it ought to be. But the preacher, he'll be anointed of God to preach the Word of God. Amen. Let me say this also. If a church is what it should be, you can recommend if a church is like that. But if a church what it should be, the songs of God will be sung. Won't be no words on the wall. Won't be no repeating one line 15 times because it really sounds good and makes the right beat, makes your foot tap, and makes your flesh feel good. I'll tell you what, it'll be exalting Jesus. And Jesus said, when I be lifted up, He said, I'll draw all men unto me. I'll tell you what, I got a blessing in that. Just having a piano player. Amen. May not bless you. Amen. Sister Margaret, bless her heart. She plays the piano, and I appreciate it. But she'll tell you just like me. She'll say, I only play it because I have to. I wish we had a piano player. Amen. Lord gave us one tonight. I get to brag on that a little bit tonight. Hallelujah. Can you imagine preaching a message like this and not have a piano player? God bless you for showing up. Amen. But listen, I'll tell you what, you hear the songs of God. They're different than the worldly songs. The worldly songs. Now listen. I've been there and done that. I remember the day I piled up on my Led Zeppelin, my Steppenwolf, my Pink Floyd, my Jeff Rowe Toll, my Rolling Stone, my Beatles. I remember the day, Kate, I piled it all up out there in the yard, and I had me one of them sacrificed to God, and as the smoke of that stuff went up, I want you to know the glory came down. It's probably the best thing I've ever done in my life, and every now and then I still need to do some of that. Every now and then, no flash wants to make provisions. Sometimes we need to have a holy house cleaning. My wife, from time to time, now, she's Pentecostal, and I ain't got no problem. I'm probably more Pentecostal than she is, but from time to time, she'll go through her house with oil, and she'll anoint the house with oil. And she'll say, Lord, I want you to clean my house. Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I ain't got a problem with that. But I'll tell you what, the house of God needs to be cleaned too. And listen, I'll tell you what, I know what the cleaning is, Brother Melvin. The Bible said the blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. And the Bible also says, Sister Carolyn, by the washing of the water, by the Word of God, that Word will give you good cleaning, that blood will give you even a squeaky clean. I'm so clean right now, I'm squeaking all over the place, amen. But I'll tell you what, boy, in the house of the Lord, if it's what it ought to be, you hear the songs of God sung. I'll tell you what, I don't want to go in a strange land. And somebody say, won't you sing me one of the songs of God? I want to be in the house of the Lord. I can't sing a lick. My pastor said we sing by the letter. He said we just rear back and let her go. And that's probably the best description of me. I can't sing a lick, but I let her go anyway. Amen. I tell you, he put a song in my heart. And if somehow I get out of my heart and get out of my mouth, if somehow I could form my tongue just right and it make a beautiful sound, I would. But no matter what, glory to God, he put a song in my heart. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what, the songs of God are sung in the church is where it ought to be. Let me say also, and y'all may not realize this, but if a church is where it ought to be, God's worshipped in spirit and truth. Yes. Now listen. I'm back up a little bit. I'm going down here. God wants to be worshipped. The Bible said in St. John chapter 4 that those that worship God must worship Him in spirit and truth because the Lord seeketh such. God wants to be worshipped. But not only does He desire to be worshipped, He deserves to be worshipped. And let me say this, one way or another, you're going to worship something. Now you may not realize this, but right now you're worshiping something. I'll tell you how you know what you're worshiping. The thing that means the most to you is pretty much what you're worshiping. Now, if the Lord means the most to you, I'll tell you right now, boy, you can enjoy everything. But if you got something ahead of the Lord or something that's superseding Him, you're not going to be able to enjoy what you got until you give Him His proper place, until He's number one. And then I'll tell you what, when you got Him number one and you worship Him supremely, you can enjoy those other things. Amen. I've seen hands go up everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a time, y'all may not realize this, but I worshipped Eddie Wade. And I didn't care about nobody but me. I lived kind of a simple, selfish life. And everything had to center around Eddie Wade. I had to be the subject of discussion. I had to be the center of attention. I put myself in the last place now. They tell me you spell joy like this. Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. I got that joy, amen. I finally got it where it ought to be. And I'll be honest with you, I don't need nobody's attention. I just want to glorify my Lord. I just want to worship Him in spirit and truth. But some of these churches are in such disarray that He's not worshiped. He's not welcome, amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let me say this, the Holy Spirit, if a church is what it ought to be, it's not grieved to visit. Amen. By the way, the Bible does say, grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you've been sealed. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Let me say also about the Holy Spirit, He won't speak of Himself. Now, I'm saying this on purpose because some people make so big a do of the Holy Spirit that He don't get to do what He's sent to do. Jesus said, He'll glorify me. The Holy Spirit doesn't supersede Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to exalt Jesus. Jesus said He won't speak of Himself. He'll glorify me. Now we've got some churches that are out of character just a little bit. And there's so much emphasis on the Holy Spirit. Let me give a good illustration. And I hope this is sufficient. When Jesus came down here and walked among simple flesh, He done every single work He done on the Sabbath day, on purpose. Now the reason He done that is because they put so much emphasis on the day, they forgot the reason for the day. And boy, He just really made them mad. I mean, they said, thou shalt not do anything on the Sabbath day. And He, I tell you what, which one of you got an ox in a ditch, won't get him out? I mean, buddy, He put it right on another straight barrel. I mean, gun barrel straight. But I'll tell you what, He intentionally done every work He did on the Sabbath day just so He can convey to them that He was the reason for the day. He said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. He said the Sabbath was given to man, but when man don't use it right, it loses its purpose, and the Sabbath became a god, and it took the place of God. That's kind of where the Holy Spirit and Jesus are. The Holy Spirit's design is to exalt Jesus. The Holy Spirit is to stand back in the shadows, Brother Melvin, and Jesus is supposed to be the supreme in worship. And that's why I say things have to be in the right place. They have to be not out of kilter. And that's why I said the Holy Spirit, He won't speak of Himself, He'll speak of Jesus. He'll glorify Jesus. He said, John 16, verse 13, He said He won't speak of Himself. He said in verse 14, He said He'll glorify me. That's what the Holy Spirit's job is. Also, let me say this about the Holy Spirit. He'll bear witness to truth. That's why it's important to have truth. They ain't going to have no Holy Spirit church. Ain't going to have no visitation on high if we're not preaching the truth. And that word is truth, he said in John 17:17. But I'll tell you what, he'll bear witness also that you're saved. Amen. Romans 8:16 says God has given us of his Spirit, and his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if a church is what it ought to be, the truth will be preached, the Holy Spirit will visit, people will get blessed, people will get saved. But it's what ought to be. Everything's not what it ought to be. But let me tell you something. There's some other things going on in churches today, or so-called churches, the way Paul wrote it. And it ought not be so. But also, if a church is what it ought to be, people will want to come. They'll want to come when they hear that Jesus is in the house. And you can find that in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 through 2. They had a full house. And the reason it was full, when it was known to the world that Jesus was in the house, the Bible said there wasn't no room to contain them. And there were people outside wanting inside. And the people inside couldn't move as the town is full. But I'll tell you what. The church is what it ought to be. People that aren't coming, the ones that's in the church, will go out in the hedges and highways and compel them to come in, that God's house may be filled. Luke 14:23. Or, if it's not true, you've got to come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, kind of church, and I will receive you, and be a father unto you, and you'll be my sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. I want you to know, buddy, when God shows up in a big way, and a good example, that's 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 9 through 11. When God does show up, the preacher's got to get out of the way. I saw this in action. My pastor, I commend him very highly. Not only do I love him, but he's a very wise man. He knows when God is, I guess, taking the preeminence in the service, and he will give place. He will step aside. Now, a lot of preachers are so full of pride, they don't want nobody but themselves, you know, to have the platform or whatever. But I saw my pastor said, I might as well sit down. The Lord's wanting this service. And if a church is what it ought to be, the Lord will have the preeminence, Emily. And when he wants the service, a preacher needs to give it to him. I never know what God's doing. I just try to stay out of the way and try to do what I can. But I want you to know when he shows up, like he did there in that verse right there in 1 Kings 9, verse 11, I want you to know, brother, the priest got out of the way because he couldn't minister because the Lord filled it. Amen.
Yeah.
And every now and then it's like that. I've seen a few of them. Not very many, but I've seen a few. I saw little children. I saw them come up to the altar. I saw one time she come up. And there was a prayer thing right here, and they had a prayer request in there. Little girl about like Skyler back there, and she opened that thing up, and she got them prayer requests out. She's a weeping, and she spread them out on the altar right here, and she was a weeping over them and praying over them. And I want you to know, boy, it got bigger than the building. And I mean, but there were more than her weeping, and they saw something that was of God. Amen. They saw a little girl showing what it's like, have a burden for souls. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God don't need no, he don't need no glass. He needs some Davids, amen. Just little ones, I'll tell you what, that are willing to do what God bids them to do, amen. But I've seen a lot of things in church. I've seen some things I didn't like to see in church. I've seen some things, boy, I'll tell you what, I'll never forget as long as I live. Kind of like what happened this morning. Saw two little tender hearts come up here and get saved. I tell you what, my mind went back to the very first person that ever got saved in this church. Come up here 3 years ago and went through a year and nobody got saved. I was pretty concerned. I thought, Lord, did I misinterpret what you told me to do? Am I amiss up being up here? And finally, buddy, one of them stepped out in the back row and walked up here and got saved. And I tell you what, boy, that was a blessing. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Now, today, me and Brother Matt went down there to the creek down there and baptized about 6 or 7. I'll never forget that. Some of those blessings, you know, that the Lord hands out. And at the moment, you don't really realize how cherished it is just to be able to take a little tender heart and say, I love the Lord and I want to be baptized. I've been saved. And you take them down there and say, Lord, bless this, my sister, my brother, in the name of the Lord, name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost. You take them down and baptize them. I remember one time out there following Henry Creek. Carolyn, we got out there, and the little church was already using the whole water. Ain't much water in Fallen Timber Creek. It's just a mud puddle about all it is. But there was one church using that whole water to baptize some converts they had. And we were sitting there that day, next in line to use it. Well, we're sitting there. I'm sitting there just kind of looking around a little bit there, you know, and beautiful day. And Brother Billy, I'm just kind of looking at the sun shining through the willow trees there on the bank of that creek.
Yeah.
When I did, God spoke to me that day. I mentioned to Sue a while ago that the Lord spoke to me, and this is another time the Lord spoke to me. Now, I was supposed to help my pastor that day baptize these converts. Here I am, I'm saved, I've done been baptized, and the Lord spoke to me that day, and He said, I want you to get baptized. That don't sound like no big deal, does it? Well, now listen, I done read my Bible through two or three times, and I already knew enough to know there wasn't no reason for me getting baptized. I knew that. And it wasn't as easy as you think. Go up there, Brother Rick, say, Brother Rick, the Lord just spoke to me back there, and He told me He wanted me to get baptized here today. But I'll tell you one thing, He's bigger than me, and I had to succumb and give up. And I went over to Brother Rick, and I said, Brother Rick, I'm sorry. I have no idea why. It don't make no sense to me. But I said, God spoke to me back there just a minute ago, and He told me He wanted to get baptized. He wanted me to get baptized here today. And Rick said, no problem, brother. We'll baptize you first. You still help us. You know what? I got baptized that Sunday. God called me to preach the next day on a Monday. I announced my call to preach on a Wednesday. Looking back on that, and I still may not be exactly right, but I'll tell you what, Sister Sharon, I believe God just wanted to see if I'd obey Him even when it didn't make no sense. I have no idea. To this day, I've often wondered, Lord, why did You want me to get baptized again? But I saw things like that in the church. I saw things I didn't really understand, but I knew this of the Lord. I saw some things, I'll tell you what, monumental moments in the house of God. Let me say this. You see a lot of things out in the world, but you won't ever see anything that will compare to what you see in the house of the Lord. I've saw men that's their call to preach. I saw people get saved. I've saw marriages be put back together. I've saw people go back and get somebody by the hand and say, let's go up the altar and make it right. I've seen everything. But I'll tell you what, I didn't see it till I come to the house of the Lord. And I want you to know, buddy, tonight, I love the church. I'm for the church. I think it's the greatest thing there ever was. I think the church has got the cure of all the problems of the world. I think if we could get the world in the church, as long as the world coming to church for the right reason, I believe we could turn the world upside down. I believe we could get the devil on the run. I believe we could probably overthrow some of his enterprise if we could get some people to come. I'll tell you what, I remember how hard it was for me to come the first time. But I'm glad I did come. And I'll tell you what, I ain't missed a time since. But it was in the church I heard about that Jesus loved me. It was in the church I heard about a place called heaven. And let me say this about heaven. God made heaven for you. He didn't make it for Him. He don't need heaven. Man, He's what makes it heaven. But He said, I go away prepare a place for you. And that place is called heaven. It's called heaven for a reason. When we'll get there, we'll understand a whole lot more about what we've heard about. I mean, buddy, when we show up at heaven and heaven shows up in front of us, we'll say, hallelujah, it's worth it. Glory! I mean, buddy, we'll shout the hallelujahs out. I mean, there won't be no quietness in heaven. I believe they're shouting right now. I believe up there in heaven there's quite a stir going on. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad I can recommend my church. And I'll tell you what, also I can recommend my Savior. I'll tell you right now, I don't know what your problems are, but I can tell you this, He's bigger than your problem. I don't care what you're battling. I don't care how big it is, how bad it is, how unbelievable it is. I'll tell you right now, He already knows all about it, and He still loves you. And if you bring it to Him, He'll help you with it. But I'll tell you what, I got the help I needed, Carolyn, in the church of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. My wife got a brand new husband. My children got a brand new father. My mom and dad got a brand new son. And it all took place in the church, Brother James. In the church, Emily, it's where I heard that. Bless your heart, honey. In the church is where I heard the good news. I heard, praise God, there was one that could help me. I heard in the church there was one that loved me and was interested in what I was needing. Maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, Brother Eddie, that sounds pretty good for you. But that just won't work for me. Well, the Bible said in Psalms 34, verse number 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord's good. Maybe you'll just try it out. Maybe you'll do more and just think about it. Maybe you'll just come up here and say, Lord, if you're really what you say you are, would you show me what Brother Eddie just preached about so I'll know myself? You know, it's good to hear about the blessings. Good to hear about the grace. Good to hear about the salvation. But it's even better when you get it. Amen. I remember the day I got it, Brother Billy. The only regret I got, I wished I'd got in sooner. I don't know what in the world I drug my feet for, but I'll tell you right now, but I don't drag them no more. My feet's running towards Him no matter what day it is or what time of day it is. I'm running towards Him. Amen. Lord, we thank You tonight, Lord, for this message. Lord, I've looked forward to preaching this message. And Lord, I don't know if the church even understood what I was talking about tonight, but I'm glad I could recommend my church. I'm glad, praise God, You built it and it's built right. And I know people don't understand a lot about the church, but Lord, You knew what the world needed. Therefore, Lord, You built Your church. And it's a rescue mission. It's a place where people can get healed. They can get help. It's a place where they can hear truth. I thank You for that. And Lord, I pray You'll help us in this invitation tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand tonight. And get Brother Melvin there. Get us an invitation on him. Let me say tonight, this invitation, this is an opportunity that God's given you to come and talk to Him. Come and get help from Him. And I'll tell you one thing, if you don't come, you probably ain't going to get no help. You'll just step on out and just come right now. Come right on down. What about it tonight?
I said a blessed mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His Word.
He'll help you.
Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. Save you. He will save you now. For Jesus shed His precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow.
Second, Brother Melvin. Well, just for a second before we sing his next two verses, I'd like to ask every head to be bowed. Some of you I don't know, some of you I do. Maybe something tonight I don't know at all. But if there's one here tonight, Brother Eddie, I'm lost. I need prayer. I need to be saved. Would you raise your hand tonight? God will see it. It won't do anything to me other than I'll just know to pray for you. But I'll tell you what, the Lord, the Bible said He desires truth in the inward parts. And when you do that tonight, you'll be showing Him that you acknowledge that you want to be saved, and that you know you need to be saved. And if there's one here tonight, Brother Eddie, I'm lost, you raise your hand tonight, I promise you this, God will see that, and He'll grant you an opportunity to have a home in heaven. Is there one here tonight, young or old? There's somebody here tonight, Brother Eddie, I'm lost. God bless that hand, precious hand. Just went up. You know, I believe there's others need to raise their hand. I thank God. There's another hand. God bless that hand. I thank the Lord for that tonight. You see, that's more the Lord's doing than it is anything. But I promise you this, in the house of the Lord, you can get that help that you need. And we're going to sing these last two verses, the invitation on Him. And I'd like to personally beg those two people that raised their hands to consider coming up here tonight and let the Lord have His way. Let Him have His rightful place upon the throne of your heart tonight. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. But I'm glad He wasn't ashamed of me. I'm glad He welcomed me and His family. And please sing Him last two verses, Brother Melvin. Let me do my best to invite you tonight, please. The Lord loves you. He'll make it easy on you. It's just hard to step out because the devil will say, you know, not tonight. Well, the Lord does say tonight. He says, come now. Go ahead there, Brother Melvin.
Yes,
won't you come? I'll pray with you. I'll help you. Won't you come on? Praise the Lord. Come on tonight. Listen, Joey. You want to be saved, buddy? You tell the Lord, say, Lord Jesus, I want to be saved. I want you to forgive me my sins. I want you to come in my heart and save my soul. Lord, I want to have a home in heaven. I want to have the knowledge to know I'm saved. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the prayer of Joey tonight. Lord, he done all you asked him to do. He asked you to forgive him of his sins. He asked you to come in his heart and save his soul tonight. Lord, I'm the one. Lord, I rejoice in my heart to see a young man step out. And I pray to your Father tonight, you'll do the supernatural thing. I pray you make yourself known to Joey tonight. Even right now, I pray that, Lord, you manifest yourself in his heart and he would know what it means to be saved. We know, Lord, salvation's of the Lord. We know there's nothing I can do that will do anything of any good at all. But Lord, you've done something that no one else could do. When you gave your life a ransom for Joey, Lord, you took his place and you gave him an opportunity to have a home in heaven. I pray by the blessing of that, and Lord, right now, you would receive him as your son. Him as your Savior. Lord, he will receive you as his Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Joey. Let me ask you something. I'd ask you today, tonight, if you go to heaven or hell, what'll be your answer right now? You go to heaven? God bless you today. Don't ever let that change. Amen. Keep singing, Brother Melvin. I'll tell you what, Joey done something kind of hard for you to do. He stepped out, walked up here. I want to plead tonight. I want to plead tonight because I'll tell you what, I don't know how many more nights we got. The Bible said now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I know the end's at hand. I know the day of the Lord's at hand. And I'd like to sing one more verse of invitation on him. I wouldn't do that. But I'd like to do that. You just pick another one out there, Brother Melvin. And I want to plead with people tonight. I saw two hands go up and I'm nobody. But the Lord saw it also. And I've done saw one be obedient, come forward. And I'd like to plead with the other to come forward too. Brother Melvin, you pick out a song, Just As I Am or anything. You sing that. I appreciate Joey tonight. I knew if he made it tonight, Lord, help him. And Joey, he will. He will help you. I promise you'll sleep better tonight, buddy. You'll realize what I'm telling you by morning. I promise you that. But there's another raised their hand tonight. And the Lord knows who it is. I want more than anything for them to really think about tonight. Eternity, where you want to spend it at.
181.
I'd like to plead with that one to come tonight. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
Just
won't you come? That's the way the Lord wants you to come, just like you are. Young or old, won't you come tonight? Well, I'll tell you right now, it's a blessing to be had. The Lord's got it. Won't you come? Get some help. This world will chew you up, spit you out. Won't you get some help tonight? Won't you come? Come on. You can do it. Come on. Get somebody by the hand, say, go with me. I promise you this. The Lord loved more than anything. Save you tonight. He loved more than anything to go home with you tonight. He loved more than anything, Lord, put that blessing. I'm being saved on tonight. Won't you come? Don't drag your feet. I caution you. Don't do it. Come right now. Just step out. Say, devil, I've done waited too long. I'm going. Come on. Get somebody by the hand. I'm not trying to press you. I'm just trying to plead with you. I wish you'd come. If I didn't care, I wouldn't believe. If I didn't care, we'd done be gone. But I care. I love you. Lord, thank you so much for being here. Lord, I know how much you love her. And you call me. I pray for you. You make my heart for me. I'll be standing. Let me know. I'm going to have a moment. Won't you ask the Lord, say, Lord Jesus, I need to be saved. I want you to know right here, right now. I give you my
blessing. Come and go. Every blessing. Father, thank you for the words this young girl has spoken. Lord, we know nothing we can do of any value at all would make a difference in what she just said. Lord, I pray from heaven to earth that God, you would hearken to the words of this young lady. I pray even right now you would glorify her. Lord, if any of my selfish words I'd like to say, Lord, not just say, Lord, I pray you'd use her to get others saved. I pray, Lord, she'd have a ministry of getting sinners to the house of God, getting them saved. I pray you give her burden for lost people. Give her, Lord, a vision, Lord, and keep her going till you come. Lord, I thank you so much, Father, to see her hand go up. Lord, more than anything, I thank you to see her feet come forward tonight. And Lord, I rejoice. I know the Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner that repents, more than 100 that need no repentance. And I thank you for Lord Emily tonight. Lord, you blessed your church, you blessed your name. And Lord, you brought salvation tonight. And we was bragging on the church, and you done went and added to church such as should be saved. We thank you for Joy. We thank you for Emily. And I pray, dear Father, Lord, that not only, Lord, you'd receive them, I pray you'd manifest in their life so great a way. Lord, even tomorrow at school, I pray Emily's praying to say there's something different about you. What's happened? And I pray she'd be able to tell them I got saved. And Lord, be able to get her friends saved and get her family saved. So bless him.
Hold on just a second. We got one that needs to be anointed with oil tonight. The Bible said in James chapter 5, is there any sick among you? Is there any afflicted? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil. Call upon the name of the Lord. And it said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now Sue, she's asked to be anointed with oil. Her stomach's hurting. We just want to obey the Lord. There's no power in this oil. I have no power. That's why I quoted that scripture to you out of St. John chapter 5. We're just obeying the Lord. We're anointing her with oil that God may touch and heal our sister. Lord, we anoint Sister Sue tonight. And Lord, we pray for her. We're so thankful, dear Father, for all that's been done here, dear Father, tonight. Lord, you have visited this place in a mighty way. And I pray on behalf of Sue tonight. I pray, dear Lord, you'd not only help her stomach. I pray, Lord, you'd bless her in doing it. I pray, Lord, she gets so blessed that, Lord, dear Father, this whole community would have to hear her testimony. We just pray, dear Lord, that you would do this mighty work for your praise and your glory. Lord, not for any other reason other than you might be exalted, that you might get glory and praise. We pray you'd reach down from heaven and either touch Sue or speak the word, dear Lord, that she could be divinely healed. And we'll thank you and praise you for whatever you do, because you do all things well. And we ask it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sue. Amen. God bless you. Appreciate you so much. Boy, I tell you what, the Lord visited again. And I like it when he shows up. And I'm not in no hurry. And if you are, we understand that. But if somebody's got a word on your heart, song, or anything, I promise you not. Boy, this is a good place to be. Amen.
Yeah.
What you got, honey?
You know how God is so special?
How's that, Kate?
It's like saying how you was about these people being baptized. I was feeling a little tingle in my heart.
Amen. You felt a little tingle in your heart. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I think I know who it was.
I agree with that. I agree with that, Katie. She said when I was talking about getting baptized out there, she felt a little tingle in her heart, and she said she knew who it was. I want to thank the Lord tonight for Joey coming and for Emily coming. And also, not for them coming tonight, for them coming forward up here and asking the Lord to be their Savior. I thank the Lord for that. I long for that. I live for that. That's what I on my knees pray for throughout the week. And I'm so glad they came tonight. And I wish there had been more people here. And I'm so glad. That's a blessing to see Joy step out. He had to get Sue to move, let him out. But that's a blessing to see him come out and her come with him.
Amen.
That's a blessing. Maybe someone else got a word in your heart tonight, in your soul. We certainly want to hear it. If not, we'll certainly leave.
Brother Eddie, I'd like for everybody to pray for my son. He's starting to swell again.
We'll do that, Sister Sharon. We'll do that. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister Carolyn. Hallelujah.
I thank God for saving my son.
Bless you.
Saving me, and I believe with all my heart my daughter will be the next to.
God bless you, Sue. I believe that too, honey. I thought the same thoughts. I wasn't going to speak them, but I thought the same thoughts. I thought Nikki's not far behind. Hallelujah. I got a feeling Joy's going to have a lot to do with that. I got a feeling there. The Bible said, being confident of this, he that's begun a good work in you will continue it to the day of Christ.
Brother, Emily? I too thank the Lord for the message tonight. And you know what we saw tonight? And I pray for Sue all the time. And you know, it should just give us all more zeal to go out there and to do the best that we know how to do. And I know I failed. And I have to ask God every day to say, God, here I am.
Bless your heart.
Help me and show me.
Bailey requested.
I love everybody so much.
Bless you, Sister Carolyn. Bailey requested that we sing Lily of the Valley. And I think the Lord sent a little Lily here tonight. And that life does have valleys in it. I've been down them like a yo-yo sometimes. I'm down, sometimes I'm up. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad even down the valley, he'll send a lily by and refresh you and encourage you. And
well, God bless you. Takes us up.
Yeah, he does. God bless you, Sister Carolyn. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm not in no hurry to leave. They got a revival going on at Millerfield tonight. A young preacher, Drew Estes, is over there preaching tonight. And I would highly recommend that you go over there and hear him. And I hope it works out where I can. I've got some people I'm going to take home. But I promise you this, it'll be good. And what a blessing it is to have this young lady here. Mm-hmm. Show up here at night.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember your name, but I do remember you being
Linda.
Here.
My name's Linda.
I was going to say Mary. Thank you for saying it for me. Good to have Linda with us here tonight. I do believe I had that wrote down here, but I didn't put something out the side that helped me remember why I wrote it in there. I did see the name Linda. But good to have Sister Linda with us here tonight. I do hope you make a habit of showing up. Well, what a blessing it was having you here tonight. I'm going to shut up. Who else got anything?
Brother Eddie, I want you to remember my family in prayer.
Amen, Brother Billy.
Remember the Hurley family. They just lost a loved one.
Yeah.
The Casey family, they just lost a loved one. My uncle.
Yeah.
My Uncle Ernest. And remember BJ because his dad just passed away too.
Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1, the righteous perish, merciful men are taken away, and none consider they're taken away from the evil that's to come. I don't understand a lot about death, but sometimes God does heal, just not down here. He heals with perfect healing up there. And sometimes we just finish our course, fill our days, go home. But I remember those families, it's not as easy as you think to go on without someone that's dear to you.
Remember this family tractor turned over on yesterday, Bobby Dale Parker?
Yeah.
He's not a Christopher, I know, I don't believe. And
be a good one to follow up and visit, yeah.
Yeah, let's pray to the Lord for your soul. I know him a long time. Thank God I know. Lord, put him through this, and especially say, pray for me and say it for sure.
Bobby Dale Burton, remember him? He had a real bad farm accident, tractor run over him,
turned over
on him on the hillside. He's got eternal injuries and. And also, I think
a head injury too.
Yeah, head injury too. And
I want to pray the Lord for the day.
I've been waiting on this.
I got this more clear thoughts myself, and I think I had the office father was trying to get Marvin to feel sorry for him, and he wouldn't.
Come on, Brother Melvin.
So then he was talking to Eddie on the phone, so he handed me the phone to try to get Eddie to feel sorry for him, and he wouldn't. He just preached me the whole sermon, so I figured I better get up.
Oh, don't bless you two times, then.
Oh, I'm telling you, them two kids going up there was wonderful. And then we went on down to the nursing home this evening, and that was bad. This friend that I've had for years and years and years and years had no idea she was in the shape she was in.
Yeah.
She knows nobody. They can't get her to go to sleep. They can't get her in the bed. She's just moving and talking, but.
Yeah.
when he walks up to her mom and asked her if she knows, and she took his hand and gives it. I know she knows it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was so sad. It was so sad.
Yeah.
So I came almost up to the Arkansas to them, and I thought, well, Lord, it's hard out there. Not me. I'm out here walking around. I've still got work to do. So come on in here, church night, and then they told me, I'm telling you.
Amen.
It's been a wonderful day.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting Emily's hand to go up. It was the first one to go up. I'm not telling on her. But I wish I like that little tinkle that Katie's talking about. I got a blessing when I seen that little hand raise up. Amen.
I'm
really
glad this little church here
at River
comes to get
fed. Amen.
Ain't no better place to go than I know over right here to be saved and be blessed.
Yes, you would, Melvin.
So let's keep it that way. Love one another to the
Amen.
Hope, you know. And just
y'all remember Buddy Carter? He died. And remember his wife, too.
Buddy Kerr, I got him already wrote down. Yeah, we remembered him this morning. Remember the family is what we did. We prayed for the family. Yeah, I got that wrote down. And I think I've already got yours wrote down, too, Brother Billy.
That's probably lost neighbors right there, too.
Well, you know, these two people just got saved. I just promise you this, you'll never be more on fire than you are right now. The devil's going to do his best to get his fire extinguished out and put it out.
Yeah.
But stay in church. You'll hear nothing but good news in here. You'll find out people care more about you than you realize.
Right.
I promise you that. Sure is good to be here tonight. Are we done tonight? If we're done tonight, Brother Melvin, would you please dismiss us? Word of prayer, brother.
Thank you all for being with us today and on tonight, Lord, for your services and your spirit and your presence and your soul. We just want to